This is the West Kent Radio news feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. The UK throws away around 9.5 million tonnes of food waste in a single year, despite the fact that 8.4 million people are in food poverty. A shocking reality that inspired Rusthall resident Charlie Moore to take action. Motivated by her love of global cuisine and a hatred of food waste, she created Charlie's Angels Kitchens.
I don't know quite where my hate for food waste came from, but I do remember one day my grandma being here from Malawi and saying that the servants were stealing the dog's food. And I was a young child, and that stayed with me. And seeing now people still struggling for food and the amount of food that goes to waste, it was just ridiculous.
On the 5th of January, Charlie's Angels Kitchens welcomed the first customers at their new permanent home, a not-for-profit cafe at 86 Camden Road, the colourful, bustling haven, a far cry from the Passion Project's humble beginnings.
I talked for years about putting food that goes to waste into a more accessible place for people that need it. But not just people that need it, moreover, people that want to save it. Our main aim is to reduce food waste. I launched with a GoFundMe on Facebook to friends and family, which was enough to buy a gazebo and a soup urn. I approached the local church in Rusthall to use their outside area and just went with it. Then we were fortunate enough to have a grant from Tunbridge Wells Borough Council at the beginning of 2023 to expand our services. So we then started a second regular pop-up in Southborough, and we were able to buy a van and a big fridge, and it's just really transformed the delivery.
The Pay As You Feel cafe serves up delicious fare using perfectly edible produce previously destined for landfill from a variety of sources.
The majority of our cooking ingredients come from Fair Share. They're a national company redistributing short date food, over ordered food, and food from farmers' fields, which is gleaned. We also collect from local supermarkets and bring it all together in this wonderful space. We are volunteer run, so absolutely without the volunteers, we couldn't be where we are. A lot of the public are really grateful because they knew that supermarkets wasted loads of food, and we are now the conduit for them being able to access that food.
Charlie draws on her diverse cultural heritage to produce an eclectic selection of dishes alongside more traditional cafe fare from the saved surplus food, as volunteer or angel Paul explains.
It's toasted sandwiches, soups, cake, pastries, bread. It's all too delicious for my figure, but there you go.
The vision and direction may be Charlie's, but she is quick to credit the team effort. From an accommodating landlord to graphics donated by a local company and decorating by an army of volunteers. The latest member of the Charlie's Angels team is Ali. A lawyer in his native Afghanistan, Ali came to Tunbridge Wells as a refugee and chose to volunteer to gain new skills and contribute to his new community.
Actually, I tried to find some place to improve my English skills, to join the community and to be familiar with the culture of England. To be honest, it is not just a cafe, it is a good place to communicate, to join with people, to make a friend.
Community remains at the heart of all that Charlie's Kitchens Angels do. Not only will they share food from their Camden Road cafe, but also share the space.
This space now is amazing, and it's not just our space. I want to have other community groups involved. We'll be working with the Oaks Specialist College in Tunbridge. They'll be having a cafe day. We've got the Sunflower Domestic Abuse already using the space. It's such an amazing building that can do so much more than save this food.
Charlie and her angels are ready to welcome you to their Surplus with Purpose cafe.
Just get in here and see how fabulous we are. Meet up with friends or make new friends, eating delicious food.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.